In this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah b'chodesh zelachem rosh chodeshim rishon hu lachem l'chodshei hashana, which is the mitzvah kiddush chodesh. If you look in the Rishonim, we know, or we look in the Gemara, we know there are two ways to do kiddush chodesh. One which is through edim, and another way is through bezin making the cheshbon. And Bezin Cheshbon works when the Edom are not available. It also works even in the case where Edom are available. Bezin has the right to choose to override the Edom for whatever reasons that they see fit and do otherwise. We also know from different Makaris that there really were the Chadashim were in place well before Matan Torah, from the time of Adam Rishon already, because I'll talk about Benissen and Tishrei. Talk about Rav Avinu eating matzahs and Nissan. So you have to wonder, where was the Bezdin? There was no Bezdin. Would it have the halachic authority of a Bezdin to be Mekadosh HaKadosh? Seemingly, the source would have been the concept of Cheshbon. The Cheshbon would allow the Chadashim to be in place prior to the Kaich of Bezdin to be Mekabel Edis, etc. The question which comes up in the Rishonim is, which one is the Iker? Is the Iker the Kiddush al-Pi Cheshbon, and there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Seidah when it's available, or vice versa? From the Gemara alone, the Gemara talks about the idea that they're Mechal Shabbos to get the Edom to Bezdin, which seemed to indicate that the Iker was the Kabbalah Seidah. It wouldn't be logical to Mechal Shabbos otherwise. But there's Rabbeinu Hananel learns very clearly that the Iker was the Masaris Bezdin. And you see from what he's writing, he's saying that the only time where Klai Yisrael really was involved in Re'iyah, according to him, was during Bais Sheni, when the Tzedukim came along and argued that they didn't believe in Masaris. So how the whole idea of the Cheshbonis of the Bezdin based on Masaris, etc., would be an illogical concept for them. It's an impossibility. So they believe that when the moon was there, it was Rosh Chodesh. And Bezehu. So at that point in time, the Chachamim used the Edom, and showed the Edom how much they knew better than the Edom where the Levana is supposed to be. They had a perfect Masorah of how it's supposed to be. So this becomes interesting thought. This Rashi says that really the Torah should have started from Echad Zelachem, but it started from Bereishis because Kach Ma'is of Higid La'amar Losses Lemnachlas Goyim. So the first mitzvah of the Torah, really, Rashi's pointing out, is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKadosh. And where the Ben Ochanano learns, the first mitzvah is the Kach of Bezdin. The first mitzvah is the musig of a Masara halacha Moshe Sinai of how to do the kiddush. The first mitzvah is the emunas hachamim, not like the tzedukim on the Beis Susim, but the emunas hachamim in the world of Masara and in the halacha Moshe Sinai, and that to trust the chachamim and to accept their authority. In many ways, that was a underlying element of the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah really is that the month should be in place. But that the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael wasn't a mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, it was a mitzvah to Bezdin to do it. Klal Yisrael's role was to accept that. So the Torah is starting off with the first mitzvah. Really, the precedence of the first mitzvah is the submission to the authority of the Chachamim and to the authority of the Masorah, which Klal Yisrael had. We're living in times where sometimes we lose sight of that the power of excuse me, the power of Masara. And it's very, I think it's very telling. The first mitzvah of the Torah is for us to really look. Dig deep inside and be makabel the morris and authority of the Chachamim and the Masara, and make that the cornerstone of all of our Yiddishkeit, because that's really what it is. And that's what Hillel really told the Ger. You have to trust me in the Masara, this is an olive, this is a base. You have to trust me in all the Torah Shabbat also. And he's telling the Ger that really that's the foundation of Kol HaTorah Kula. Have a good Shabbos.